And good afternoon and welcome into the gym class. Taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. And the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann, our producer here today before he takes off for Iowa City and gets a glimpse of Iowa football practice as they close up shop for the spring today. Now, more on that coming up in just a little bit. We'll take a look back, talk a lot about last night's NFL draft and more. We'll do that with you coming up here in the next few minutes. And then Rob Gray, as we mentioned, from CycloneFanatic.com, will stop by and we'll talk some Iowa State spring football, a little bit of basketball as well with Rob. And we'll do that coming up in just a little bit. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated, and a place where families meet up again and again for a quick lunch to grab some food, great, delicious food after the game, what have you. Bringing the family in as well for an affordable and delicious meal at Third Base. They're located at Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids, the presenting sponsor of the gym class program. Four more tickets to a future Colonels game can be yours today as well before the end of the 3 o'clock hour here today for this sunny but a little bit of a chilly Friday, but you ain't seen nothing yet. And our friends in Northeast Iowa, I feel for you. As not the Chaka Khan song either, because talking maybe Almaquie County, what have you, 6-7 inches of snow tonight. Or no, I beg your pardon, tomorrow. That's not fun, whatever it is, tonight or tomorrow night. How you doing?
I'm doing well. And I think Cedar Rapids may escape that. Parts north may not, according to forecasts. But it's a little shocking for late April. But the good news is it won't last long.
No, it will not last long. And we have had snow in May before. Keep that in mind, folks. Keep that in mind. I don't like to throw that out there willy-nilly, but it has happened before. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line, and I imagine that will get a workout for the next 4 hours here today as we talk about round one of the National Football League draft that occurred last night. You heard it right here on KGYM. You can hear rounds two and three coming up tonight for you. We'll join in progress at 7 o'clock, but do not despair. Todd and Alex and Kyle, when he gets back, will keep you updated on what's happening from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock, because we could hear some names, especially of Cyclones, Hakeem Butler, and as well as
David Montgomery
might get their names called tonight between 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock. We shall see how it all plays out.
That's actually part of our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Which player, excuse me, will be the next to have their name called in the NFL draft? We give you four choices: Hakeem Butler, David Montgomery, Anthony Nelson, or Amani Hooker. Thanks to Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. I think all four could have their names called tonight.
I think all four can have their names called
tonight. Second and third rounds tonight.
Second and third rounds come up tonight. 4, 5, 6, and 7 come up tomorrow starting at 11 o'clock. ESPN will also have coverage of that. And, of course, this is how the eighth round kicked off last night.
With the eighth pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select T.J. Hockenson, tight end, Iowa.
I meant eighth pick, not eighth round. We haven't got to the eighth round, and there is no eighth round, so we won't get to that. But, yes, Iowa made NFL history last night. A couple of historical notes on the draft round one last night. You had Kyler Murray becoming the first ever draft choice, number one in Major League Baseball and number one in the National Football League going out last night. Overall, number one. And then Iowa made history with having two tight ends being taken in the first round. That was T.J. Hockenson going to the Detroit Lions with the number 8 pick. And then shortly thereafter, it was Denver's turn at number 20.
With the 20th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Denver Broncos select Noah Fant, tight end, Iowa.
There you go. That's that was history being made right there last night. And I think a lot of puffed chests down in Iowa City with the coaching staff and just everybody involved with getting those two guys into the first round, helping them to get into the first round last night. But a pretty neat deal. Pretty neat deal, no matter how you slice it.
It was indeed. And there are a few folks out there saying, why doesn't Iowa win more than 7 or 8 games a year with two tight ends? I mean, in my opinion, you don't see many Iowa quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers in the NFL. Plenty of linemen, plenty of DBs, plenty of tight ends. You don't really build your program around tight ends. It's a function of what I was doing down there, and that is a lineage of terrific tight ends.
Yeah, almost calling them tight end you at this point. If you'd like to weigh in, love to hear from you, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertina Stocker Jewelers, they are located on the Penn Mall in Iowa City.
A lot of, I don't know, questionable things happened last night. Kyler Murray, as you mentioned, first-round draft pick, number 9 overall in the Major League Baseball draft. He was taken number 1 by Arizona, but strangely, what about Josh Rosen, who the Cardinals traded up for last year from 15 to 10, took Rosen there. They certainly aren't going to keep Rosen, but he has not been dealt yet. He could be, obviously the Cardinals are going to hang their hat on Kyler Murray and not Josh Rosen.
Do they give him the keys right away? That's the question. Yeah. I got to think yes, but you keep in mind Kyler Murray is playing behind the same very inadequate offensive line that Josh Rosen played behind in Arizona. Suddenly, Kyler Murray is going to turn into Superman? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see on that. Thoughts welcome at 319-366-1600. By the way, Rosen, some rumors that he is going to be involved in talks of going to the Miami Dolphins. So those would be some of the rumors. Mm. It was a very interesting first round. We had the smoke screen yesterday. Is Kyler Murray going to be taken number 1? Well, he was. Bosa went 2, and that was not a surprise at all to the San Francisco 49ers, who could be pretty good. They got some talent in San Francisco, and Bosa is certainly going to help. And then Gruden threw in the curveball at number 3 by taking Clemson. Oh, that was 4. I beg your pardon. The Jets went 3,
yeah,
right?
Quinnen Williams went 3.
Great suit, by the way. Loved seeing the suits last night. That was the kind of the fun part for me. Seems to be a fashion show more than a draft, but hey, you got your chance to be on the stage like that. You might as well look good.
Daniel Jones at number 6 to the Giants was a head scratcher for me. I wonder what's going to happen with Montez Sweat, the linebacker out of Mississippi State. He went 26 to Washington. Many thought he would go higher. He was apparently misdiagnosed. His heart condition was misdiagnosed at the NFL Combine, and that caused him to drop, apparently. He still stayed in the first round, as I said, but he's a terrific player.
Yeah, the Daniel Jones pick, of course, everyone is talking about today from the New York Giants, how the Giants fell in love with him after 3 series at the Senior Bowl. Or was that Indianapolis where they hold the Big 12 championship game? I don't know. There's a lot of speculation out there. Let's go to Mike in Cedar Rapids. If you'd like to weigh in, you can. 319-366-1600. He wants to talk about the draft from last night. Mike, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm fine. I just want to talk a little bit about that, the two tight end thing that everybody keeps raving about. Mark, you kind of stole some of my thunder when you said, how can a team with 2 first-round tight ends, you know, go 9-4 and 8-5 the last 2 years? But the thing I think about it is I keep hearing how great these guys are. And they got gaudy stats, but you stop and think about it. Iowa didn't have any wide receivers. They didn't have any running backs to catch the ball, so they threw everything to the tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got a lot of situations where it's third and 12, and they throw an 8-yard check down to Fant, and hey, boy, Fant got another reception. Yeah, I hope they do well in the pros, but I'm kind of a stat geek, and I did a little quick research yesterday, and I found out that Iowa threw to their completions in the tight end were roughly 40% of their completions. Clemson had 3, and Alabama was 17, and I didn't see Iowa playing in no national championship.
Mm.
So I think throwing to the tight end, that's great, but you're going to be 9-4 and 8-5 with those kind of teams, and if they want to get better than that, they're going to have to do something besides recruit tight ends. And that's my thoughts. Thanks for letting me share my opinion.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Well, Mike's right. Iowa threw to the tight ends. Now, the wide receiver stepped up a little bit better last year. I will say that. A little bit better last year. But Iowa needs another step like that this year.
A lot of folks would say there's nothing wrong with 8 or 9 wins a season, and I get that. But in order to evolve into that elite category, you're going to have running backs, wide receivers who are end up being top draft picks, I think.
True. 319-366-1600. Let's bring in Eugene. He's up next on the gym class for Friday. Hi, Eugene.
Hi, guys. Hey, a couple things that I think are interesting to look at.
Here, I'm going to put you on hold. We got a bad connection here, Eugene. So I'm going to get Kyle to re-rack it over there, and we'll try it again and get your call. Kyle's going to get the question, and then he'll pass it along to us.
Daryl from Marion on the text line wants to know, do you think Fant would have been taken before Hockenson if they would have played him more instead of holding him back until last night? Well, in a lot of folks' minds, Hockenson was a more complete player in terms of being a better blocking tight end. I would say the receiving skills are pretty similar. I don't know if Hockenson did get more snaps last year than Fant. And
that was well-publicized.
Probably a reason is because they needed him on running plays. But in terms of targets, they were pretty close to one another. Maybe if Fant would have played in the bowl game, he would have got more targets. I don't know.
You know, you just knew the first clip as far as T.J. Hockenson is concerned was going to be the block at Indiana,
mm-hmm.
where he just absolutely pancaked and manhandled the Hoosier. A couple of them pushed him about 9 yards down the field. You knew that was going to be the first one out there. 316, talking about the NFL draft from last night. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in, the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line is available. Again, 319-366-1600. All right. Very good. And we'll get to some Tyreek Hill talk coming up after we talk to Rob Gray. I want to address that situation as well as far as what is going to happen next as far as Tyreek Hill and the Kansas City Chiefs are concerned, because I know we have quite a few Chiefs fans around here, and we will definitely
and NFL
talk
fans
about
in
that.
General
and yeah. NFL fans in general. So we will get to that coming up here in just a little bit. But the Jones draft choice, Packers last night. A lot of people there. Boy, very divided among Green Bay Packer fans last night. Some thought it was okay to good, and a lot of people thought the Packers kind of whiffed a little bit last night as far as their draft choices are concerned. And this is a lot like recruiting day as far as colleges are concerned. Yes, we have 3 years under the belts of some of these folks, but it's in essence, you go back and look at all the stars again. He's a five-star guy. Doesn't mean he's going to play out as far as the National Football League is concerned. I, for one, I'm not sold on Kyler Murray yet. He was behind the best offensive line in college football, the best offensive line we may have ever seen in college football.
And good receivers.
Let's see what he does in Arizona next year.
Packers took Rashawn Gary at number 12, the defensive lineman from Michigan. Some thought, if Hockenson was still there at 12, the Packers might go get him. They passed on Fant. Apparently he really likes Rashawn Gary. I think the Chicago Bears had a great night.
Well.
Didn't have a draft pick, but they will
did make, better than a lot of teams.
They will make their first pick tonight in the third round.
By the way,
meanwhile, Khalil Mack is getting ready for the season.
Very good. Jason Lockenfora, who covers the National Football League, is reporting that Josh Rosen trade is now going to happen. It's imminent that he will go to the Miami Dolphins, and the Dolphins would send only the second round pick that they have tonight for Josh Rosen. So Arizona, here's how much the quarterback position is thought of and maybe even overrated, I guess, for lack of a better word, as far as the draft is concerned. You mentioned Arizona traded up how many spots last year?
Five spots last year, I believe.
To get Josh Rosen and gave up draft choices to do that. So you can go through and take all the draft choices, all the people that were used by those draft choices, and basically now after a half a year, they're giving up on Josh Rosen and trading him off for a second rounder. Interesting. Interesting right there. Hi, Kyle.
I think that is fascinating, what it says, not only about the quarterback position, but what it says about kind of the value of a draft pick, or where the value of a draft pick comes from is in the unknown. And you just assume that the unknown is going to be better. Because think about Josh Rosen. What did Josh Rosen go last year? What pick was he?
10.
You could have gotten, a future first, a second. You could have gotten a much nicer package for him just a short year ago. You've basically got the same prospect, except now he's got NFL experience, and you're only getting a second rounder. And so it's just weird to think about teams value literally a player you don't even have yet much more than you value a young, commodity.
And the Cardinals are no one knew Kyler Murray was going to do what he did last year.
Everyone thought he was going to play baseball.
He spent the previous year behind Baker Mayfield, also a number one overall draft pick. So in the Cardinals' defense, they didn't know there would be a Kyler Murray coming up.
But you don't give the opportunity to learn in the National Football League anymore. Even with the Arizona Cardinals, who everyone knew they were going to stink last year, they throw him out there for half a season because of an injury, and he had nothing to work with. He had Larry Fitzgerald and not a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And boom, you're done. And that's just the nature of quarterbacks in 2019 as far as the National Football League is concerned. It's a very, very important position.
25-23 on the text sign. Remember, Fant disappeared for three games. First time two tight ends taken in the top 20 since 92. And the 42nd straight year, Iowa State has not had a number one round pick. Well, it's not entirely accurate with Iowa State. It was 1973 that their one and only player was taken in the first round. So it's been 46 years. Or 47, I forget how that works. George Amundsen in 1973, the only number one draft pick in Iowa State school history.
There you go. Speaking of Iowa State, Rob Gray is going to join us coming up in just a couple of minutes. Before we let you go, Kyle, you're going to be heading down to Iowa City later on today.
Yeah, I'm excited.
For a little, at least peek at three or four very vanilla plays.
Yeah.
That Iowa.
No, he's going to get a look at 2020 draft prospects.
Yep.
How about that?
I don't know. I don't know any of their names. Well, I know their names, but I don't know if I'll recognize the faces. But there's going to be looking at a few, fresh recruits just that we haven't seen as Hawkeyes yet. I'm going to be keeping an eye out. Reganey, Tyrone Tracy, Justin Jacobs is even on campus. I'm interested to see if, he's going to be showing anything today. I'm curious to see the Terry Roberts name that we've been hearing. So I'm excited to see a lot of these guys.
So Ferentz is opening up practice to the media for a period of time.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. And then Kirk will speak afterwards.
Okay.
So we'll have audio from that on Monday.
Yeah, looking forward to that. That'll be fun. That'll be fun. And Iowa's not going to have any earth-shattering Statue of Liberty plays to show today. And this is going to be pretty much bare bones, plain vanilla, as far as what we're going to see today. The one thing you'll see, though, is guys at positions. And that's what the media is going to be looking at. That's what Kyle's going to be looking at here today. Who is where, as far as the Hawkeye football team is concerned?
1960, I'm just happy as anything. My team got the player I wanted. TJ Hawkinson answers two of our needs, offense blocking and receiver. Obviously, a Detroit Lion fan there. 2052, do you guys think the Rams' choice to trade their first-round pick and
deciphering?
Yes, I'm sorry. Trade their first-round pick for 2 second-round picks.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I thought it was fantastic. Rams had a late first-round pick and parlayed it into another one.
Yeah, teams like the Rams, I feel like they're already so good. They don't have that many holes. Just turn it in, instead of one pick, go ahead and trade back just a little bit and get two depth guys instead of one depth guy.
You'd agree our Bears did well last night.
Oh, they did great. Fantastic night for the Bears last night. a little lacking in action, but it still felt very satisfying for some reason.
It did. Yeah.
319-366-1600. 325, we're going to take a break, come back. Rob Gray will join us from CycloneFanatic.com. We'll wrap up Iowa State spring football practice, talk a little men's basketball as well. More on the draft, more on the National Football League as well, all coming up. We're presented by Third Base Brewery here for a Friday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM. Back with more after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years, with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Are you remodeling your home? Do your window sashes show signs of rot or do you feel drafts through closed windows? Replace those old windows with the all-new Alexander Lumber Window Line. All the windows in this line come standard with premium features, including a flex screen, lifetime warranties, and much more in an array of colors and finishes. Learn more about this new, affordable, high-quality, stylish line of windows at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street in Iowa City, and at Alexander Lumber, just 2 miles down the road at 2802 Independence Drive.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn. For real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Great lineups. The 27 Yankees, the 75 Reds, the 82 Brewers. On KGYM, it's U Nash and Dukes on the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. On Smart FM, Just John steps up to the plate in the mornings. Greg's at bat from 10 until 3. And Rick hits musical home runs on your afternoon drive home. Smart Sports on KGYM and Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Hey everybody, it's Chris Atterbury. Friday night, a perfect night for baseball. La Tortuga night at Target Field as the Twins and Martin Perez welcome in the Baltimore Orioles on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight starting at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Back on the gym class for a Friday on KGYM. That family four-pack of tickets to see a future Colonels game is up for grabs before 4 o'clock here today. And then it'll be the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. And they'll be on from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock tonight. They'll keep tabs on the draft starting at 6 o'clock tonight as round 2 is going to get underway. And I know they had 10 minutes for each draft choice last night. I know it pares down a little bit as you move down the pecking order anyway. So should go a little bit faster tonight as far as each round is concerned. And, of course, the Cardinals had to take all 10 minutes last night. I'm not sure. I mean, is that an edict from the National Football League that they have to do that? Or
well, for the pomp and circumstance and the buildup and whatnot. It's quite a scene in Nashville, I thought. By the way, Tyler Ivins going to join the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. Tyler, of course, was Tyler Ryder when he was on the show with Todd. But Tyler now in Tennessee, and he's covering the NFL draft for station down there. So it'd be fun to hear from Tyler again.
Yeah, we'll have that.
Tons of people.
Oh, it was crazy busy down in Nashville. The most interesting thing that came about as far as the crowds are concerned, and I know Alex tweeted this earlier on today, put it up on the KGYM Facebook page.
With Taylor Swift in her bathrobe?
As well. No, I didn't see Taylor Swift in the bathrobe. What was she doing in a bathrobe?
You know what? I started, and we got a text on this, and anyone feel they will lose interest in watching the draft if ABC continues its ways? Did not care for Swift and Luke Bryant.
Well, first of all, the reason ABC has the draft, A, it's going to bring a fantastic number. NFL Network's going to get a big number. ESPN's going to get a big number. ABC's going to get a big number because that's just the way it goes. ABC is doing all of the, they're doing the fringe football person. They're covering that. Do you get what I'm saying here?
I do.
They're showing the, you know, the Taylor Swifts out there. They had a couple of other musical acts last night as well, right? And other things do. You know, when there's downtime, the fringe fan doesn't want to hear
insert concert
football talk.
Come on.
Oh, let's bring out Taylor Swift while the Giants try to figure out what they're going to do next. That's what they were doing on ABC.
Turned over to KGYM radio coverage and the NFL Network.
Thank you.
Quickly.
I thought ESPN radio did a tremendous job.
Mm-hmm.
Did a tremendous job as far as their coverage was concerned. And yeah, we'll see. And they'll do a tremendous job again coming up tonight as we will have it beginning at 7 o'clock right here on KGYM. Efforting Rob Gray. And try to get him on to talk some Cyclones here. If not, we got NFL draft stuff to talk about and et cetera.
Good point in the text line, 3629. The Cardinals paid Josh Rosen an $11 million signing bonus, so the next 3 years it only cost the Dolphins $6 million. Kind of an interesting point there.
Mm-hmm. So it looks worse for Arizona as you go on.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? We'll see what happens. Maybe Rosen goes to Miami and takes over for Tannehill and has a great career. Then what happens if Kyler Murray doesn't have a great career in Arizona and all of a sudden there's Rosen making Pro Bowl after Pro Bowl as far as the Miami Dolphins are concerned?
Adam the Mason on the text line, Detroit will now go to work destroying the career of another highly skilled player. Remember when Chuck Long went to the Detroit Lions, and the Lions had even less than what they have right now, and it didn't turn out so well for our friend Chuck Long. Green Bay Dustin, I like the Packers draft so far, but they have to go offense today, whether it be O-line, wide receiver, or tight end. I'm hoping for Hakeem Butler, or if Cody Ford and Juwan Taylor fall to 44, that would be awesome too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Packers line needs to be addressed, I believe. A lot of rumors out there that former Hawkeye Brian Bulaga may be one more year as far, and He's been injured a lot over the last several seasons. I got to agree with that. I think the Packers got to go offensive line at some point. I don't know. We'll see. Still trying to effort Rob Gray, correct?
John in Columbus Junction, very excited, super excited to welcome Nick Bosa to the 49ers. I can't wait to see him wreak havoc on the NFC West.
Bosa was a pretty good pick. You guys said it yesterday. That was pretty easy to see, pretty projectable.
That was very, very clear.
In reference to the one text, I just wanted to say they can get in line in regards to David Montgomery. I think Mark and I have already got the Bears moving up tonight for David.
No.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I have no idea.
That's the one position the Bears have to address at some point.
And wouldn't it make
Cohen isn't going to be an every down back.
Exactly. And so doesn't it make the Bears, like the Rams, are sort of a team that doesn't have a lot of holes. Would you be upset if they packaged a couple of the few picks that they do have, if they packaged them and moved up a little bit for Montgomery? If he lasts that long, then they won't have to, but knowing the board that late in the draft can be difficult.
Mm-hmm. By the way, not to dampen anybody's spirits here, but the National Weather Service has now issued a winter storm warning for northeast Iowa, up in Allamakee County, the Decorah area, the Olwine area. Also Chickasaw County, Clayton County involved in that as well. Delaware County and Dubuque County, that's just a winter storm watch. And a winter weather advisory for Buchanan County, Blackhawk County, Bremer, and Butler County. Pretty much north of Highway 20, you're going to see snow tomorrow. Cedar Rapids metro area, the Highway 30 corridor is a right now kind of on that fence, that if this thing dives south a little bit more, this will not be a pleasant look out the window on Sunday morning.
Our 9:10 tea time on Sunday is looking very chilly and very
iffy,
precarious.
It's iffy. It's iffy at the present time is what you're saying out there.
In my mind, it is.
You better be there if it's on. That's all I know. Where's your partner, Scott? I don't know. He looked out his window, slept in. 3:35. We'll take a break, come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the National Football League. We're efforting Rob Gray. If we can't get Rob today, we'll try to get him in Monday or Tuesday coming up next week. So we'll continue to try to track him down and see if we can talk a little bit of Iowa State football with him. We'll take a break. Come back more after this here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Many mammals and birds include the expansive grassland of Target Field along their migratory path. In April, this ecosystem attracts animal activity from deadly predators such as the Detroit tiger to songbirds like the Toronto blue jay. No stranger to this adversity, the Twins fan comes prepared with several layers of clothing and, of course, a plaid flap cap. On April 27th, the elusive Baltimore Oriole will pay its visit, and the first 10,000 fans will receive a plaid flap cap courtesy of Pepsi.
Today and every Friday, the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is presented by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. Tune in from 4 to 7 today right here on KGYM. Two Rivers Bank and Trust. My neighborhood, my bank.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, my name's Ken, and I own Good Start Packaging in Bedford, New Hampshire. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. And last year, that added up to $36,000 in cash back. That's right, $36,000. Thanks to that, I was able to offer healthcare to my employees. The Spark Cash Card did a lot for my business. Imagine what it could do for yours. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes. But today, hiring can be easy, and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter, smartest way to hire.
Back with you in the gym class for Friday at KGYM. We've caught up with Rob Gray of Cyclone Fanatic. We're going to talk some Iowa State with you in a moment. Big Ten golf going on right now in Philadelphia. Mark, update us on that.
Iowa's day is completed. The Hawks shot 13 over par, which doesn't sound great, but the Hawks are in a tie for fifth right now with Rutgers and Indiana 11 strokes behind Purdue, which is done for the day. Purdue shot a nice 2-over par round as a team today. For the Hawkeyes, their number 4 player, Gonzalo Leal, led the way. Even par 70, he's tied for 5th in the individual race. Benton Weinberg shot 72. This is a par 70 course. Alex Shockey, number 2 player, shot 75. And number 1 player, Matthew Walker, and number 5, Joe Kim, each shot 76. Two more rounds to go.
Tomorrow, the Big 12 championship gets underway for the men at the Greenbrier. Wouldn't it be nice? Boy, you were a college golfer. You weren't playing at the Greenbrier or the Philadelphia Cricket Club, Mark. Were you? Did I miss something here in your days as a Quahog?
No, I remember trips to Monmouth that didn't rival the Greenbrier. Or the Philadelphia Cricket Club, where the Big Tens are being played.
Indeed, indeed. Things have come a long way since then. Speaking of the Cyclones, Rob Gray is set to join us, senior writer at Cyclone Fanatic, to talk a little bit about Iowa State football. Who knows? Maybe if Rob was smart, you know, he's a world traveler. He just got back from, I think, Scotland over there. If you could have parlayed that, Rob, into a trip to the Greenbrier too, if you were playing your cards right.
You know what? I probably should have, since I didn't go to St. Andrews. I'm not a big golf guy. I was a big Islands and Highlands type of guy, and it was fantastic. Highly recommended to everybody. But now the Greenbrier sounds wonderful this time of year. It's great golf, great setting.
Second and third rounds of the draft tonight, Rob. Who gets taken first, Butler or Montgomery? Who should?
I think Butler, based on his combine performance, is really tremendous senior season, 22 yards per catch, I think led the nation. I mean, his numbers at the combine caused people to go crazy, which is so much surprising that he didn't get picked by some teams with needs. I know the Patriots went wide receiver with the last pick, as a lot of people thought. Tom Butler would have been perfect for them. But, you know, sometimes those drop issues are magnified. I mean, some routine catches he didn't make. There was some talk that maybe his route running wasn't that great. I think those are the things you can learn. Big play capability, the toughness of speed, you don't learn those things. So I'd be shocked if he doesn't go to a team with a wide receiver need in the second round. And Montgomery, I just have a sense, since he ran that 4.63 40 at the combine, that a lot of people soured on him a little bit, even though that's the least of his game. He can do everything well, including blocking, and he's going to help an NFL team. I have a sneaking suspicion he's not going to go tonight and could fall fourth, fifth. But my gut says he'll be at least a third rounder. And I think there's a good possibility. I think based on what I've seen from both of them over the course of the last 3 years, they should go tonight. But I'm sensing a bit of a fall for Montgomery, who is, again, going to help somebody out tremendously.
He is, and it's interesting. It just depends on who you listen to. A lot of people are saying, oh, Montgomery's going to be the running back steal of the draft – I tend to agree with him a little bit. I think his upside is tremendous. And, you know, if one of those folks, you know, thinks about it in the third round, I think he's going to go tonight.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of 50-50 on that. I mean, as I said, I think he should, but I'm getting the sense that teams feel like they can get to him later for whatever reason. And straight line speed is such a I think it's one of the worst indicators of what somebody can do. Now, if you're really slow, if you're nowhere in the vicinity of pro speed, then, well, then, of course, that rules you out. But he's so shifty. His lateral speed is as good as anybody's. His toughness, broken tackles, I mean, those are things that are immediately going to get you yards, tough yards in the NFL. And those backs are hard to come by nowadays, especially ones that are pretty durable and don't fumble. So we'll see. I mean, I think that both of you should go tonight. Like I said, I just got the feeling the gummy's dropping a bit for whatever reason.
No spring games in the state of Iowa this year, at least on the Division I level, Rob. But what's going on in Cyclone Camp?
Well, they were really pleased with how everything turned out. They felt that, you know, the installation of the culture that they want is really taking root. They don't feel like they go into an offseason, whether it was winter workouts last year after the bowl game or summer workouts. Here, where, of course, they can be more hands-on now for NCAA rules than they used to be. But they really feel that players have taken the ownership and accountability and really look at those off-season periods to better themselves in a big way. And they feel bigger and stronger. The main growth, I think, that they needed to see, and I think they have seen so far, is the offensive line. When you have all five starters back and two guys in Trevor Downing and Joey Ramos and another in Rob Hudson that really have made big strides as well, you know, they finally got real competition in the offensive line room, which is the one position group where they've kind of lagged behind as they've, you know, built that ladder of success to two eight-win seasons in a row. So they really like that development. They like the guys coming back, but they like the fact that nobody's job is safe either, and that's the kind of competition you need to have in spring throughout the summer and obviously in the fall camp as the season gets ready to unfold.
Thing that surprised you the most as far as this spring is concerned for Iowa State?
The thing that stuck out the most?
Yes.
That's a good question. I think one of the things that stood out is Brock Purdy. I mean, as Campbell said, it's his last availability of spring ball that some people were put on this earth to play quarterback, and Brock Purdy is one of those people. He is as unassuming, frankly, dull in an interview as you could imagine. It's all yes, sir, it's all this. But that contrasts sharply with his dynamic play on the field. He can do everything so well, throws with precision, but that's the area where it needs to grow the most. Sometimes made a couple bad decisions, threw a couple bad interceptions, including in the bowl game, the Alamo Bowl. So, they like his steady progress. They like his demeanor. That now they just need him to adopt more of a leadership role, perhaps in a vocal way. But I think not only him, but the fact that you bring in a John Kohler, brother of a very good tight end, Charlie Kohler. He's out of Oklahoma State. I mean, grad transfer. That's a nice Kyle Kemp-like head in that room. And then you got Rial Mitchell, the very, very, very athletically gifted and also intriguing backup quarterback. It's a clear number two for the first time. So I think that quarterback room is going to be interesting because we're going to see some packages. I'm almost certain that feature Rial Mitchell as a different type of quarterback, athletic quarterback than Brock Purdy, who has a lot of the same attributes. And I think with a better offensive line, Brock Purdy's, you know, it's as cliche as it is, the sky's the limit in his sophomore season at Iowa State.
You're a Big 12 observer, Rob. You've seen Baker Mayfield a couple of years ago and now Kyler Murray this year. Obviously supremely talented. But we're talking about the NFL now. Are you convinced he's going to be a better than average player in the NFL?
I'm almost never convinced based on what I've seen in college. But Kyler Murray is as gifted a football player I've ever seen play in a game wise. And I feel like I've seen a lot of really gifted players. I mean, the arm strength is there. The running ability is incredible. Seems to be unflappable. I'd be very surprised, unless injuries derail it, which can certainly happen, if he's not a success fairly quickly. But again, weird things happen. I mean, look at Robert Griffin III. Looked like a prototypical new pro-style quarterback. First season, yes, incredible. Put up incredible numbers, almost unprecedented for a rookie quarterback. And then injuries kind of put him into backup roles and he eventually came back into the league last season as a backup with the Ravens, I believe. So you never know, but I'd be very surprised if Kyler Murray doesn't have an extremely productive, high-end type of NFL career.
Patrick Mahomes did very little on his trip to Ames, and now look at him.
No, he threw more at Iowa State than he did to the Texas Tech.
he did nothing that day. That was one of those avalanche days. The Cyclones had a couple of those against Texas Tech where everything seems to go up for them, and Texas Tech is kind of huddled around the heaters wishing they were back in Lubbock.
Yeah. Rob Gray joining us from Cyclone Fanatic here at 349 on the Gym Class on KGYM. Wanted to ask you a question about the defense, the linebacker role specifically. Orion Vance and Mike Rose. Mike Rose looks like he has gained some weight, some strength in the offseason. Got two good ones back there. They're both very, very young. And I know they both want playing time. And how's that going to play out for Iowa State looking to the fall?
Well, Rose was so productive last year. I mean, to go from a Ball State offer to Iowa State being the first major offer, and that, first team all freshman, FWAA in the Athletic. I mean, he's gonna be your frontline Mike linebacker. But Orion Vance, they still really like him. I think they can use him both at Mike and one of the other positions. Probably will. Having Marcel Spears Jr. back is huge for that defense, second level of that defense. And they really like Jake Hummel and some of the younger guys at the Sam position. But they certainly they have no complaints of how Orion played last season. They're going to find ways to get him on the field. It's just, competition's strong. If he plays better than Mike Rose, he'll take that starting job. But that's looking like a tough thing to do this season. But, again, he'll continue to produce, and as long as he continues to work and shine, he'll find his way out there in the starting role. Because he's so versatile. I mean, he could probably play all three linebacker positions, just not slotted for the open one right now.
Before we let you go, Iowa State men's basketball going to look a lot different next year when they take the court in late November at Hilton Coliseum, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I wasn't sure if both Wigginton and Horton Tucker would go until we managed to talk to Wigginton. We were actually there to talk to Bridget Carlton about her WNBA drafting, and Wigginton just happened to walk into the Sioux Cup practice facility, and he talked to us. And I mean, you could tell that, I mean, he's ready to take that step. Probably, in hindsight, should have gone last season, but you can't forecast the type of injury he had first game of the season and how that hindered him. Came out the bench, was still very productive. I think pro teams have enough film. They've seen him enough. They know what he can offer them. He's an NBA player, I think. Horton Tucker is that perfect potential pick. He showed, some NBA-level skills at times, but really shot selection was not there at times. And certainly I think he can get his body a little bit better. But, a lot of new guys. I mean, Dougie grad transfer out. I mean, Mike Jacobson kind of mainlined. George Condit developed a little bit. Solomon Young will be back, but all starts at the backcourt at Iowa State, and a lot's going to be on the shoulders of Tyrese Halliburton, and a lot of guys who didn't play a whole lot this year, like Terrence Lewis, are going to have to contribute as well. But they got talent. The question is, and a lot of moving parts also in the recruiting class, and some grad transfers in the mix there as well. So another season kind of uncertainty, because no one really knew how good all true freshmen would be last season, and I think they were even better than advertised. A lot of the same, but, some transfers are coming from eligible and even some contributions from guys that didn't do a whole lot this season. So, a lot to wonder about, but I think a good, solid nucleus of talents is there at least.
Yep, and more on that, more on spring football, and looking ahead at Cyclone Fanatic. And Rob, always appreciate you taking time to talk with us, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Scott, Mark, thank you, and enjoy this fine weather.
Yes, thanks, Rob. Yeah,
very much so, thanks. Rob Gray joining us to talk Iowa State here on the Gym Class. Quick break, we'll come back, we'll get into a little bit about Tyreek Hill. As we go to break, give you an opportunity to pick up Colonel's tickets to a future Colonel game. They're going to be back in town. That will be next Tuesday to take on Bowling Green, and that will be a 6:30 start. We've got four tickets to a future Colonels game for you right now. Call our 6 at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You're going to pick those up. We'll let you know who our winner is when we come back.
For all your biggest achievements in life, who's the one person that's always been there, unconditionally supporting every step of the way? It's Mom, your forever biggest fan. This Mother's Day, show her just how much you appreciate the love with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, when you get ahead of the Mother's Day rush, 1-800-Flowers will give you an exclusive 36 for 36 offer. 36 sorbet roses for just $36. That's only a dollar per rose. With an impressive mix of pastel shades in pink, orange, and lavender, these roses are guaranteed to make her smile. Roses are the perfect way to surprise all the moms in your life or to celebrate any spring occasion. 36 sorbet roses for $36 is an amazing offer, but you have to hurry because it expires Friday. Don't put this off. Order today from 1-800-Flowers.com. It's what Mom would want you to do. To order 36 sorbet roses for $36, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code WILL. Again, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code WILL. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code WILL. Hurry, this fantastic offer ends Friday.
Richard in Cedar Rapids is the winner of our last family four-pack of tickets to see the Colonels that we're going to give away this week. And I know we're going to have more Colonels tickets for you to win in the next few weeks and months right here on KGYM. Colonels in Kane County tonight to take on the Cougars. They'll be back home on Tuesday to take on Bowling Green. Of course, the other big story that came out last night and continues today, the Johnson County DA has now reopened the case against Tyreek Hill. Of course, the audio coming out last night provided by his fiancée. I told you, Mark, I told the guys today, last night was the first night I was just utterly embarrassed as a Kansas City Chiefs fan. And, even thought for a moment, gosh, okay, that's it. I'm done. And I've been a Chiefs fan since 1971-ish. And just I'm tired of what's going on, and I wish it would stop. It may have cost them a Super Bowl. I think it's going to cost them another good year this year because I'm not sure what's going to happen as far as Tyreek Hill is concerned. And then I kind of sat back and said, okay, 98.9% of the Chiefs over the years have been terrific. And the case is reopened. Tyreek Hill has it passed. I will say this, the Chiefs aren't the only ones in this big boat. Made National Football League isn't the only one in this boat, but it has to stop. I don't know what the answer is. I know Mike Golic talked about this passionately this morning on Golic and Wingo about coming up with some sort of a method. Now the owners, the leagues have to come up with this and they have to implement if they come up with a plan. The plan is not for the Chiefs to cut Tyreek Hill and then, after everyone forgets about it for 2 or 3 months, somebody picks him up. That's not the correct plan. That's what happened with Kareem Hunt, and I don't think that's what's going to happen right now with the Chiefs, because you also got to look at this, sorry to say, from a football standpoint as well. It's just a bad situation getting worse by the moment.
Well, in my mind, number one, if the allegations are true, and it certainly seems as such, Hill breaking his 3-year-old's arm, punching him in the chest, that's just not acceptable for any human being, let alone an NFL player. I mean, it's barbaric. For anybody to do that, they should be punished to the nth degree. And I'm with you totally, Scott. Kareem Hunt gets cut by the Chiefs, picked up by the Browns, and he's going to be suspended for 8 games this upcoming season. But the owners need to band together in some shape or form and deal with these guys.
And say that we're not going to pick this guy up if he's cut.
Maybe it's Goodell banning him. I don't know.
Maybe that's the next step. Kyle, I know yesterday was when we were talking about this situation before the events of last night, said, you know, what if these guys get suspended for an entire year for the first offense and then two or more after that? Maybe that's what it takes. I don't know. And the Chiefs, yes, it's a problem in Kansas City because the Hunt family for years, going back to Lamar Hunt, has thought in the back of their minds that we can rehabilitate anybody. That's what Lamar Hunt, part of his foundations, were about. Clark Hunt continuing this. Maybe the Chiefs just overhaul things and just say enough is enough. We can't take anybody with a background like this anymore. I don't know. But like I said, it's not totally a Kansas City Chiefs problem.
Not at all. And it's not just an NFL problem. We've had instances close to home in baseball.
Absolutely. Basketball as well. You name the sport, and it's there. And it's pretty much hit every team as far as all the leagues are concerned. So there's going to be more on this, and it's ugly, and it could turn uglier on many different counts. We'll have more on this with Todd and Alex coming up. More on the draft as well, which could start again at 6 o'clock tonight. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday at 3.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
And Radio Sports Center.